Move on to finalization number nine, the camping reservation refund policy. This is a November proposal, and Director Simpson, you're going to handle that one for us?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks and Recreation Division. We will not be asking for this to be finalized this month. We're going to carry it over one more month for public comment. We'll finalize here in January. For the sake of brevity, we don't have any changes to the proposal as it sits right now. So I think we can just continue it on for another 30 days with finalization in January.
Thank you. Bill 610, number 10, Public Waters, also a member proposal. He's going to leave that one off for us. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary Sobling. Push the on button here. My name is Jackie Ermer, the Regional Wildlife Supervisor up in the northeast part of the state. And with me is Becky Graff.
I'm the District Supervisor for District 4.
So we'll just go over the public waters proposal. The part that I'll talk about is just to reiterate what Mr. Switzer had proposed last month regarding the no boating zone and allowing for non-motorized watercraft on waters within Wild Bay National Wildlife Refuge. This is something we've been working with the refuge system for a couple of years, and they were working on a national effort to increase outdoor recreational activities. So the only thing from the original proposal is we just added a couple maps on that would be page 2, I guess, the back side of that, just to give you a visual of what that would look like. So the top map showing the red where the no boating closures are right now, the no boating zone, and then the bottom map there, kind of that greenish color, that's what would all be open to non-motorized watercraft. Any questions on that portion?
The second portion is, as you saw on the tour this morning, we have that wonderful new boat ramp at Lake Consett Recreation Area. And we had held public open house, to address any concerns that the neighbors may have had about the relocation of the boat ramp. And one of the requests that came out of that open house was if we could include a no-wake zone. So that those neighbors that are directly adjacent to the park aren't adversely affected as folks are coming back to the launch or even leaving the launch area. So we are proposing to add a 500-foot no-wake zone, starting just 100-foot inside of our east boundary there and continuing 150-foot west of the new boat ramp. And we will also be including a courtesy dock over in that little beach area that was between our boundary and the dock as well, just in case we do see that parking lot get loaded up and have that many people coming in off the water, you know, due to weather concerns or anything like that. We'll have that courtesy dock available as well. One other addition that was made under C is since we have not removed our old boat ramp to avoid any confusion, we are just wanted that designated as the west boat ramp. And we are looking at future recreational opportunities in that area. So we're not entirely sure what we're going to do with that old ramp area, but we've got lots of ideas floating around. And with a new manager on site now, we hope to get those finalized over this winter and get those proposed for a project. Are there any questions?
There haven't been any changes, at least since last Monday. They're all the same.
That is correct. Yes.
Any other questions on that portion? Are you guys handling the second one as well, or somebody else getting the baton on that? From the agent process stuff, I didn't know if they were just leaving you guys sitting up there. Oh, we don't have any action on these today, folks, because we'll finalize these in March. So. We'll go on. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Number 11, the license agent processes.
Good afternoon, members of the commission and Secretary Roebling. Keith Fisk here. I'm a program administrator. Can you hear me?
We can, Keith. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I can't get my video working today for some reason, so my apologies. In the sake to try to keep things short and sweet here, Mr. Chair, this is the exact same proposal which I spoke to you folks about at our November meeting, and it's just going to carry over here for finalization for your consideration here at a later date. Again, just for folks to remember, I'm not sure if anyone's talked to any public members in regards to this topic, but this is just bringing our license agents that we work with to be able to issue licenses out in the field, bringing those folks along with some of the technology advances, electronic money sweeps, ACH deposit, more or less business rules from our agency working with the state of South Dakota to those license agents. So that's pretty much it. Again, no changes, and look forward to the finalization here at a later time, but certainly would be open to questions if you have any.
Thank you, Keith. We appreciate your help on that. Any questions for Keith? Otherwise, again, these will also be finalized in March.